Hello, this is Shireen Francis, and today I'm going to be talking about my Quit the 9 to 5 movement, or the Quit the 9 to 5 movement. You know, I was always rebellious towards the traditional career. Just the thought of working for somebody and sitting at a desk from 9 to 5 gives me a bad feeling in my stomach. I actually feel like projectile vomiting. If you have this feeling too, it's an indication that you probably have the entrepreneurial bug. It's funny, I remember when I was 16 years old and I had a dream that I was working in a factory full of women. The setting reminded me of something from the Industrial Revolution in the 1800s. I was on an assembly line working miserably with all of these women, and all of a sudden I jump up onto the tables and start speaking and shouting to the women in the factory. And I don't remember what I was saying, but I do know that I was starting some sort of revolution. The dream came to me one morning, actually, while I was getting ready to speak at an event, a workshop that I was hosting called the Quit the 9 to 5 event. And it was interesting because it's one of those dreams that always kept in the back of my head. It was like one of those lucid type of like prophetic dreams that happened. So it was almost like a reassurance of, oh, wow, okay, I dreamt this like when I was a teenager and now I am actually doing it, where I'm like disrupting this whole idea of, you know, you have to be in that traditional workplace. And now I'm leading many women and men to really follow through on that entrepreneurial bug. So I want to ask you, where is your heart when it comes to working a 9-to-5, if you are in some sort of job or whatever, or career path? How does it feel to be stuck in a career that isn't serving your soul or your bank account? Right? How does it feel to be stuck in a career that isn't really using all of your capabilities? And, you know, I'm not saying that everybody needs to quit their 9-to-5. If you love your job and you love what you do, and, you know, like, kudos to you, right? And of course, there are many ways that you can also apply entrepreneurialism. I believe there's intrapreneurs where you are a go-getter within your company. So that's awesome, right? But if you even have the slightest inclination of venturing out and building a thriving business, then we really need to talk, right? Because as a success coach and entrepreneur and empowerment speaker myself, I have successfully quit my 9-to-5. You know, in that story, I'll have to tell how that happened. But I'm just super pumped with helping people that truly see themselves taking a passion or some sort of value that they have, a skill set, and then turning that into an awesome business. The benefits of being independent with all the money and time freedom that you get when you're a business owner, to truly like serve and just be there for your family is just amazing. Every morning I get up with an excitement for life, and I seriously just love Monday mornings, which is totally different from some other work cultures, right? So if you desire to start your own passion-based business, or you just need like a transition plan to quit your job, then here's my best advice, okay? So firstly, you need to decide. Your ability to successfully transition into entrepreneurship will depend on your ability to decide on what you truly want in your career and life. This has to be a decision that you never go back on. I mean, never, all caps locks, never, right? Even the slightest idea or desire to be comfortable in a employed job will be a stumbling stone, because rough times are guaranteed. You need to be able to stand firm in your choice, or you'll turn out to be one of the many business entrepreneurs that give up. Your decision is a powerful action, and it will predict your future success. It actually guarantees manifestation. If you hold true to that idea long enough, it will happen for you. The second thing is to choose your vehicle. There are many roads to a successful business. You got to get clear on the path you want to take to start making money. A success coach like myself can help you determine where to start based on your talents, your skills, and desired lifestyle. And, you know, here are a few ways you can start your venture. So, for example, becoming a consultant or a coach, which has little to no overhead, like a service professional, is a great way to get started. You might also decide to join a reputable network marketing company. You might decide to start an online business. Maybe you're taking over or buying someone else's business. Maybe you are, just starting from scratch and it's some sort of innovative tech company. Who knows? There's a lot of different ways that you can monetize your ideas and your passions. So it's about choosing a vehicle. Don't get stuck thinking, you know, which is the best one. Just pick one that feels good, that looks good, and just run with it. Then you want to make a plan. So you need a business plan if you're going to get started, right? You're going to jump in, but you do want to have some sort of plan, and don't be married to the plan either, but just create one, right? It should include things like your target market, service descriptions, pricing, marketing strategy, sales strategy, business cash flow, mission statement, vision statement, you know, sales projections that reflect your income goals for your business and for yourself. So you need to create that plan. And there's so many people that are like, you know, I'm going to start a business, and they just start and they don't really make a plan. So you need to do that. And you got to research things like, who are you serving? What do they really want? Creating a 6 to 12 month plan is a good place to start. You should consider, you may need to cut back on your hobbies and other leisure activities in order to focus on building your business while working your 9 to 5. And once you know how much time you have to dedicate to your business, you want to set realistic goals to get work done within those hours. Work your business as if it had fixed business hours, by the way. If you're currently not working, consider picking up something part-time so you'll have cash flow to invest in your business as well and relieve the stress and the panic of trying to like make money right away, okay? Decide, choose a vehicle, make a plan. Fourth, you're going to want to commit to lifelong personal growth. In entrepreneurship, you will constantly be challenged to get better. In fact, according to Tony Robbins and other success gurus, 80% of your success is all psychology, and the other 20% is your strategy. So you can count on winning the game just by developing your mindset and emotions towards creating a successful business. For example, you will need to have an optimistic outlook and faith that you will be able to acquire the contacts, customers, and sales you desire, even though it may appear like no one is interested in what you have to offer. You have to switch that mindset. You will need to also master yourself, like getting up on time, working out, eating well, setting boundaries with other people and the time you have in a week, meeting deadlines. The list goes on and on. And if you have an employee mentality, which is, you know, you do it if your boss tells you kind of thing, or you just kind of walk in and walk out and go with the flow. And I mean, this is not everybody that's an employee, but it's just this idea that people have to tell you what to do, and there's there is a system that keeps you accountable. But when you're a business owner, there's no one there to kick your behind or, you know, write you up if you don't show up, right? So we have to really embrace this idea that we have to be our best managers. And it will feel challenging to change your habits as you grow into the person you need to become to run a successful business. And, you know, reshaping your behavior and thinking really about that character building that will get you there is super important. So to reshape your behavior and thinking, you will need to implement these things. I consider them non-negotiables, right? So one is reading personal development books on a daily basis, implementing new visualization techniques to remove limiting beliefs, and just beliefs that are not empowering at all. You'll want to stay up to date on your industry trends and what's happening. Definitely budget for yourself to take courses. They'll be personal development courses, they'll be marketing courses, they'll be just learning new business skills that are going to work for you, also conferences and that sort of thing. And you're going to want to have at least one coach, maybe two or three, to hold you accountable and guide you on the journey. So you might have a coach for business, and then a mindset coach or personal development coach, and then you might have a health coach. Sometimes there were times when I was actually working with like five coaches, mentors at a time, and they weren't coaching all in one thing in different areas. So it's just important for you to have a new circle that is supporting you, right? And number five, right? This leads me to number five, which is changing your circle. You'll need to change or expand your circle for two reasons. One is for networking, and then, as I said before, positive support. Networking, naturally, you'll need to spread the word about your business and generate referrals from friends, family, and business associates. You want to be sure to tell everyone you know what you can do and what you're doing, right? And then with positive support, if your circle tends to be, you know, other employees at your current work, then you will run into the problem of naysayers or worrywarts that tell you to stop struggling and just get a job or stay in a job, or, oh my gosh, your benefits are so good. And, you know, these people can be very poisonous to your mind and vision. So keep them far away, or just don't even discuss what you're doing if you find people like that around you. You're going to want to join a mastermind of some sort where they're like-minded people that are also looking for success or on the same path as you, right? So this works as a great support for you, and it will also help you generate referrals and stay accountable to your goals, right? And that brings me to number six, which is stay accountable. This is so important. You need to tell someone your weekly and monthly goals so that you will feel obligated to actually achieve those goals. A coach will help you set those goals and work towards them. And if they really want to help you get results, they might even set a consequence if you don't hit your benchmarks. And I mean something like, you know, if you don't hit this goal, what are you going to pay to charity, for example? And then lastly, point number seven, you just got to track your success and your failures. Track your goals every day, every week, every month, every year to review your progress. You'll need to look at what worked and what didn't. Focus on your strengths and what's working, and keep going. Keep going. Persistence, 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 persistence. Avoid getting stuck and paralyzed trying to figure it out on your own. This will lead to inactivity, confusion, and failure. However, you know, failure isn't always bad. Surprisingly, your failures will teach and push you into massive success. If you do have a failure moment, don't be hard on yourself. Simply step back and evaluate the situation and keep moving, okay? So, it's time you sound that trumpet and really get going on your 9 to 5 you know, quitting the 9-to-5, screwing the 9-to-5, right? Just get out of there, make a plan, and get into laser focus action with an unstoppable attitude. I promise you that if you're committed to succeed, you will make the jump into full-time successful entrepreneurship. You're gonna love it. So this is Shireen Francis. I trust and know that this has helped you 100%. If you want more resources on how you can transition into the business and life that you love, head over to ShireenFrancis.com for more resources. I got a lot of freebies there. And, you know, just get rocking and rolling.